In our previous year, we began a discussion on the sugya and the mesechta sukkah daf chesam beis regarding a sukkah kambach and if the sukkah is kosher or not. We spoke in our previous year extensively that the halacha is that a sukkah has to be made l'shem tzeil. And as the Shulchan Aruch says, but if the sukkah was made by goyim, noshim, etc., l'shem tzeil, even though they were not made l'shem mitzvah sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. How do we know if the sukkah was made l'shem tzeil? So says the Mishnah Berurah, we have to look at how the schach looks. And if the schach looks in a fashion that it's made l'shem tzeil, the halacha is that it's a kosher sukkah. The question that comes up, and obviously very often this question comes up, somebody needs to build a sukkah. And the best way for him to have his sukkah built, for whatever reason, is by having non-Jewish employees build the sukkah. The question is such a sukkah a kosher sukkah is that acceptable or not? It's being built by a guy. So actually, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav, Sif Katan Dalet, quoting the halacha about a sukkah yishana, the next sugya that we have here is the sugya of sukkah yishana, where we have the machloikis of Beshami and Beis Hillel. Beshami's opinion is that a sukkah yishana is kosher. Beis Hillel's opinion is that a sukkah yishana is posel. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav, sukkah yishana dehena she'osol koydim she'ichnesu shloish miyoyim shlifnei achag, that it was made before 30 days before Yontav Kshera, ovat she'ichadish by dover, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Beis Hillel, that you should be mechadish something in it, b'shem achag. The Jews should do something. And says the Shulchan Aruch, how is that accomplished? Afil b'tefach atafach sagai, if the Jew picks up the schach, the size of one tefach by another tefach at one spot, or he picks up the schach that runs the entire length or the entire width of the sukkah, I feel called the who. Even if he picks up a drop, it's kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah that this halacha is l'chatchila, and says the Mishnah Berurah furthermore, that if we're learning that this is the halacha by a sukkah that was built by a Jew, just it's a sukkah yishana, says the Mishnah Berurah, certainly by a sukkah gambach. And now in our shiur we're focusing on the sukkah being built by a guy, the halacha is that one shel chatchila be mechadis something in the sukkah that was built by a goy. Although, Rabbi Avadya Yosef Zatzal, in the Shailos HaTshuvos Yechav HaDos, Chelek Vav Simen Mem Aleph, has a very lengthy tshuva on this issue of Tzorach L'chadish by Dover. Because what Rabbi Avadya Yosef is focused on in that tshuva is that this halacha of Tzorach L'chadish by Dover is not mentioned anywhere in our Gemara. In our Gemara, our Gemara quotes the Machlokes Beshami Beis Hillel. So he wants to suggest a number of pshatim in that Yerushalmi. One pshat is that Yerushalmi is only following the opinion of Beis Shammai. The problem with that pshat is, according to Beis Shammai, L'chadish by Dover is not adequate. Because Beis Shammai holds that a sukkah yishon is possible, he speaks about the entire sukkah, not just being mechadish by Dover. Then he wants to say that indeed the Yerushalmi is as is posh pshat as it seems as the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is following the opinion of Beis Hillel and saying that even according to Beis Hillel you have to be l'chadish by dover. But then he goes on to say that even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Yerushalmi, the Ref and the Rambam don't quote that opinion. Again, seeming that they would hold that you don't have to be l'chadish by dover according to Beis Hillel at all. So l'haloch l'maisa, he says that l'chadchila, one should be mechadish by dover when the sukkah was made by a goy. However, he wants to differentiate between what is the situation when the goy made the sukkah. If the goy made the sukkah right before Yontif, under the supervision of a Jew, then the halacha is you don't have to be mechadish by dover. But if it was made not under those circumstances, you should be l'chadish by dover. But clearly, it's the opinion of Mishnah Brura and the opinion of most Paiskim that the sukkah that was made by a goy ain't tzorich l'chadish by dover. However, when we discuss this concept, this issue, if a goy built a sukkah, what is the halacha? It's interesting to point out that there's a steichemet. The Steichemid discusses this issue of a goy building the sukkah. The Steichemid is in the Mereches Sukkah, Simen Beis Ois Gimel, and he quotes Rav Chaim Palagi in the Shiles of Tshuvah Slave Chaim that says one should not make a sukkah through a goy unless a Jew is supervising him and the Jew having the proper kavana. And he says that if it was built any other way, if a goy just built a sukkah without the supervision and the kavana of a Jew, the sukkah is posel. Says the Steichemet, Dvarav Tamuim. Because he says our Gemara clearly teaches us that as long as a goy made the sukkah, that a sukkah made by a goy is kosher. And the Gemara doesn't speak anything about Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov. And therefore he says that when there are people who suggest that the sukkah should not be made through a goy, it's only Zahiris Ba'alma or Mishnas Chassidim. And therefore he says, if what is written here, that a sukkah that's made through a goy is posel, is just wrong. A sukkah made by a goy, our Gemara clearly teaches us, is kosher. And even say the Paiskim, if the goy made the sukkah on his own behalf, the halacha is that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in his sefer Chazoin Avadya, also discusses this issue in Dinei Aschach, in Sifkaten Chavzayim. And again, he quotes this halacha. The halacha is that a sukkah that's made by a goy is 100% kosher. He says that l'chatchila, one should have you should be mechadish by dover, as we learned in the Mishnah Brura. But if you can't be mechadish by dover, and we'll speak about such a case soon, the halacha is that the sukkah is kosher. Furthermore, he says, quoting the Shailos HaTshuvos Avni Nezer, that the entire discussion, if a sukkah is built by a goy, is it a problem or not, is only if there isn't a Jew standing there. If the Jew is standing there supervising him and having kavana, and certainly if he's helping, the halacha is that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. The Machna Ephraim has a chiddush. The Machna Ephraim wants to say that if the Jew pays the Akum, so then the Akum becomes Yad. We have a klal Yad Poyel Kiyad Balabayis. So by paying the Akum becomes an extension of the person who is building the sukkah, and therefore, certainly, if a Jew pays a goy, the halacha is that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. This question is particularly relevant. If Chas v'Shalom, one sukkah falls down during Yontif. And we know that in Yontif, one is not allowed to build. So the question is, could you ask a goy to put the schach back on the sukkah? So actually, the issue is much more an issue of amir l'akum versus an issue of schar, much more of an issue of a goy building a sukkah. Because, as we just learned, there is no iser for a goy to build a sukkah. The issue here is, the issue of Emir al-Akum on Shabbos. So the Paiskim say that since, as we're learning, a sukkah is a diras arai, and making a diras arai on Shabbos is only an issa derabbanan, so therefore, asking a goy to put the schach on is a shvus to shvus b'mokim mutzvah, and the halach is, why is it a shvus to shvus? Because a mir la'akim is a shvus. Sitting in a sukkah, building an oil arai, is only a shvus, and therefore a shvus to shvus b'mokim mitzvah, the paiskim are more makel. And we could ask a goy to put back the schach on the sukkah if the schach falls down on Yontif. I saw the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein also paskins that way in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, and he says that there's another reason we could be makel, because he says that there's a klal, a mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. So we're really not benefiting from the act of the goy. He says it's not the same. He wants to differentiate between a situation where an akum is putting on a light on Shabbos, where I'm benefiting from the light, that there we have to be more machmer, versus where he's building a sukkah. Because building the sukkah is just l'shei mitzvah, and l'shei mitzvah, mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. The difference between this approach and the approach of the other paiskim is that, according to this approach, it would only be mutter on the first night of sukkahs, where there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So there we could say mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. According to the other approach, it would be mutter throughout Yontif, even if it's not the first night of Yontif, because it's considered a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Interestingly, however, on one hand, I saw from the Sefer Chassidim that Sefer Chassidim says very interesting wording in discussing if one should be allowed to use an akum to build his sukkah, and he says al tihei tzadik harbe. Don't try to be too frum. Im erev sukkahs hu. It's erev sukkahs, the sukkah has to be built. Ve'yehudi eina yodei l'sakana sukkah karoi. The Jew doesn't really know too well how to build a sukkah. Mutav shi'itin l'goy shi'isakana soy. It's better to ask a goy who's professional and knows how to put up the sukkah. Pentipel ha'sukkah b'chag. To avoid the sukkah from falling down on Yontif, and you'll be left without a sukkah. Here, clearly, the Sefer Chassidim says that one should try to, one could use l'chatchila a goy. On the other hand, I saw that the Shaul's Tshuvas, Binyan Shloima, in Simon Mem Gimel, says that in general, the Sukkos, Gambach, and Rakbash that are discussed in our Gemara are only kosher b'di'evid, not lechat chila. And the Chidah says, Yishtadl b'sukkah b'atzmai. Everybody should be mishtadl to make the sukkah himself. Al kaponim, mutav shi'izor, shleiti yisuyu ayidei goy b'fratasach. If at all possible, one should avoid having the schach of the sukkah put on by a goy. If at all possible, one should try to put on the sukkah himself. We should try to put on the schach himself, and as we see in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei as well, that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that right after Yom Kippur, everybody should try to build the sukkah themselves. That building the sukkah yourself, certainly you'll be able to have the proper kavana, and you'll be able to make the mitzvah properly. But of course, make sure that the sukkah is a sturdy sukkah.